Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, March 27th, and I am alone. Okay? You're going to have to deal with me. I got some shit to say in the second half of this podcast. It could get weird. We don't know. But it seems that every time I've sat by myself and done this, it's been like a fucking therapy session, so we'll see. But in recent news, you know, I've been talking about how this podcast was going to become video, and now it has officially been done with this platform called Fullscreen. And, you know, you can go on their app right now and watch the first episode. They get the podcasts a week early. So there's next week's podcast is up there right now on video. Davino's on it. And honestly, we got a little drunk. I'll be honest. we beforehand, because we walked in here and there was like a bunch of people setting up cameras and whatnot, and I can tell he kind of looked like he was nervous, and I had beers in my fridge, and I'm like, dude, you want to just like drink so we could kind of just whatever, take the edge off? Because I don't want him to be nervous on camera. I don't really give a shit, honestly, but, you know, I talk to cameras like an idiot for a living, so, you know, I'm a little more used to it. So we started drinking, whatever, and then by the time, like, it took a little longer for them to set up than we thought, so we had a couple beers in us before we started. By the end of the show, I mean, even the beginning of the show, he was fucking hammered. My friends have already watched it. I showed them it. They were like, yo, Davino was drunk, huh? I was like, yeah. Kid was drunk? Oh, my God. It was crazy. But, yeah, it's really fucking cool, man. Like, they have a budget, like, to make sets and shit. So they were like, what do you want this thing to look like? Because, as you guys know, I shoot this out of my, oh, well, my new apartment. I have a room dedicated just to podcasting. And, they came in here, they hung up some stuff on the walls, and, you know, they have tables and all this shit, so it's really cool. They have a bunch of camera angles, and it's all jump cutting and shit like that. There's a trailer. There's a fucking trailer. It's real professional stuff here. But, yeah, I'm really excited for people to see it. Also, there's, like, a thing called The Extra Yard, where it's, like, a 15-minute segment. That's more, like, chill. It's just, we have a drink every week, and just kind of, I don't even know. I don't even know what to tell you what it's going to be. That could morph into something, but we just kind of hang out and just chit chat. It's way more relaxed. There's no microphones or anything like that. It's just, I don't know. It's just cool. But that's only available exclusively on Fullscreen. And I know you're going to go there and you'd be like, oh, we got to pay for this? What the fuck? Listen, at the end of the day, two things, because someone tweeted me and was like, oh, I thought this was going to be for free. This is horse shit. I've been bamboozled. You're greedy. Why are you making us pay? Listen, okay, first of all, if you guys go and sign up, I think you have to use a computer. I'm not sure. I know my friends had trouble signing up, but if you go on a computer, go to fullscreen.com/basementyard. And when you sign up, use the promo code basement and you get a month free. And after that, you know, after that, when you have to start paying for it, it's a whopping $6 a month. And this kid's giving me shit on Twitter about $6 a month, which comes out to around 20 cents a day. Nothing you buy costs 20 cents. Everything is more than that. You wake up and you what, a piece of gum is like 35 fucking cents or whatever. It's more than that. No, but I mean, you know, and then someone was like, you know, you could have just set up a camera and shot it yourself. Yeah, I could, but I'm doing a 10 different things. What did I just say? 10 different things. I'm doing 10 different things, and to set up a camera, three cameras, which I would have to buy two more, which costs thousands of dollars, by the way, set those up and then start editing that, a fucking hour-long footage on top of the videos and the other podcasts that I'm editing and fucking doing. I just didn't want to do it. And these guys are way more talented than I am. So why wouldn't I just let them do it? You know? And they're going to pay me. This is a no-brainer. Everybody wins. People have been asking for it to be on video. I'm promising you now, if I shot it myself, it would look like shit. It would. It would look like garbage. And they just have a team of people over there that are really good at what they do. It's like, fuck it, dude. $6 a month, that's like half of what Netflix costs or whatever. But yeah. I'm really excited for it, honestly. And I already shot the second episode also. And that honestly was probably my favorite podcast to date. And I'm not just saying that so that you're like, oh, I better go check that. I really mean it. Like, you, and that's another thing. You don't have to do this, right? You don't have to sign up for this. I'm not telling you to do it. It's not exclusively going to be on there or anything like that. Every Monday, these are coming out for free audio on SoundCloud and iTunes, like always. Nothing changes, okay? Nothing changes. It's still free. It's just that you get it earlier with full screen and you get to watch it. If you don't have any interest in that, go fuck you. I'm not signing up. I don't care. Do what you got to do. I understand. It is cool and you get the extra 15-minute show, whatever. But if you don't want to, you don't want to. Whatever. You know? You're still going to get these every single Monday. They still come out for free. But yeah, so nothing changes. Like, it's not like, oh, it's the end of SoundCloud and iTunes. Now we have to download this shit and pay to watch it. No, you don't have to. You know, you don't. You get a month free. You could watch for a month and go, all right, fuck this. I'm done with this now. The trial's over. But yeah, there's a bunch of other cool shit on the platform too, but obviously not as cool as me. Right, guys? Thank you. And also, what was I going to talk about? Oh, the fucking... Anyway, I was scrolling on Facebook before, and this live stuff, I feel like, shouldn't be open to the public because I just feel like it's just irresponsible. Is it even filtered? I read articles all the time of people like getting raped or like someone's getting the shit kicked out of them on Facebook Live and no one's doing anything. People are just liking and commenting. Oh, dude, there's no filter for this. We're really just going to let anyone in the world live stream? Do we care? Do we care? We care about what that fucking weird kid in the back of class in high school is doing? I don't. Why are we letting them live stream? Who are you talking to? All three of these people that... And then, so besides that, besides the random people that have two people who watch their live stream and talk about nothing... What, and I'm not saying I should have a live stream either. I'm not saying that. That's why I don't do it, because I don't think it's good. But I haven't seen a live stream on Facebook that I've ever been interested in. And I'm going to get into the one that I sat and watched for 5 minutes and I just couldn't look away. It was like weird. But before that, there was one that I signed on and it was the first thing that popped up. It was a live stream and it was like, oh, you know, and there was like 30,000 people watching. It's like, oh, watch this giraffe give birth. What the fuck? Why the fuck would I want to watch a giraffe give birth? Who's interested in seeing that? A giraffe give birth? I don't want to watch anything give birth. At all. Not even my future wife. I'm going to slow blink so I miss as much as possible during that fucking time. Or I'm just going to be passed out on the ground. I don't know. I don't really know how I'm going to handle seeing a person come out of another person. You know? When I think about it, I start to get sick. So I'm never going to, like, think about it. But yes, I understand. It's beautiful. Oh, it's beautiful. It's natural. It's wave. I understand. It's still a human coming out of another human. I'm allowed to go, wow, this is fucking strange. I think I'm going to take a nap on the floor. But yeah. Yeah, fucking giraffe. Let's watch this giraffe give birth. How's that even legal? There's no, like, laws against, like, animal vaginas and shit. Like, you can't just throw your own vagina up on Facebook. It gets taken down. You get you get, like, blocked from posting, and the FBI shows up and goes, what's good? You can't just do that. But we're throwing giraffe vaginas up there, watching them give birth to these things that are, like, the size of a lanky fucking eighth grader. Like, what... Who wants to watch that? 30,000 people were watching. Who sets up the camera? It's so dumb. What are we doing? But anyway, sorry, I'm getting off track here. On Facebook, there was a video. I was just recording before this, a podcast for Veterans Minimum. And it's about sports. Like, you know, it's the sports podcast I do. It's called Veterans Minimum, whatever. And if I don't know something... While someone else is talking, I'll go on my computer and I'll look up like a stat or, you know, someone's name real quick. And I clicked on Facebook. I just clicked on like Safari and Facebook was up and it pops up. And there's a live stream of a dude licking a lollipop, but like in a sexual way. And then in the corner, there was a graphic that said how many licks. And then there was like a counter. And I don't know what he was licking it like super sexual. It was weird. And he was wearing like, it looked like a choker, but it was a bow tie, but also like the top of a button down shirt, like just the collar of a button down shirt and a bow tie and then nothing else. I mean, I didn't see the lower half of him. He could have been naked. He had no shirt on. He just had this fucking thing on. And he's licking this orange lollipop, which, by the way, is the grossest flavor of Tootsie Pop there is. If your favorite flavor of Tootsie Pop is orange, you're a fucking psycho and you shouldn't be allowed anywhere near school because it's fucking weird. It's the fucking worst. It's also the worst Starburst, which, by the way, I know I'm getting off track here, but I don't really appreciate the fact that the yellow Starburst gets a bunch of shit. That's my second favorite. Obviously, pink takes the cake, but fucking yellow's great. Red is overdone. Orange is dog shit. And what's the other one? Or are those the only ones? Those are the only ones. Yellow's the second best. And if you disagree, whatever. I can't hear you disagreeing. I'm by myself. But yeah, this guy's licking a fucking lollipop. And he's just licking it, whatever. The counter was at like 380. When I discovered it. And I gotta be honest, I was there until like 470 licks. I was there for 90 licks. I watched a grown man lick a lollipop 90 times. And I don't know why. Because I hated every lick. I hated the whole thing. I thought it was weird. I was embarrassed. There was a lot of feeling. I was hungry. There was a lot of things that I was at the time. It was the fucking weirdest thing. It's like when you see a dog taking a shit and you just can't help but look. Or am I alone on that? I'm the only person who does that. When I see a dog taking a shit, I'm not down to like I don't like it. I don't want to go over and like grab it. That's disgusting. But when they're taking a dump for some reason, I'm like, oh, that's so gross. But you can't look away. It's like, oh God, why am I still looking? There's probably other examples of things, but that was the first one that popped to my mind. But I just watched this guy lick a lollipop for 90 fucking licks. It was the weirdest thing. He's probably still out there licking. And spoiler alert, sorry. Takes more than 480 licks or whatever the fuck he was at. I don't know. He did do some damage to it. So he looked like he was about 150 licks away, if I'm being completely honest. I'm no expert on the matter. But whatever. Anyway, let's get to these sponsors real quick. First one, we got ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your jobs to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter. Post your job to 200 plus sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies. Wait, isn't it Fortune 500? Or am I just... whatever. Oh, used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ziprecruiter.com/basement. That's ziprecruiter.com/basement. All right? So do that if you're hiring. If you're not, fucking fuck me, right? Next, we have Harry's Razors, which I currently use because I haven't bought razors. And I don't need to because I get free ones. Ooh. Here we go. Key talking points. Here we go. For many of us, shaving is a pain. It sucks. Dude, honestly, it does suck for me Because there's this one spot, like I don't shave my whole face, obviously, because I mean, listen, on a scale of 1 to 10, wherever you put me, right? Just subtract 2 whole points. Maybe 3.5. Honestly, take away 3.5 points, right? So if I'm like a 7, just take off 3.5. It's over for me, okay? I'm at 3.5 now. Just take it away. It's bad. I look like an idiot. But anyway, Harry's Raiders. Raiders. Here we go. The fucking Raiders. Harry's Razors. They make their own blades. They lacked so much, they purchased a factory in Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Why did I say Brooklyn? It says Germany here. Oh my God, guys. I'm fucking losing it here. Harry's, I apologize. I cannot read. They like the blades so much they purchased a factory in Germany. High quality, high performing German blades crafted by shaving experts. What is a German blade? How is it? Never mind. A better shave that respects your face and your wallet. No more poor quality blades, which we know fucking suck. I cut my neck open all the time. Harry's razors offer a high quality shave that's better for your face and your wallet. About half the price of other big branded blades. They ship for free to your front doorstep. The starter set is an amazing deal. For $15, you get a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 razor blades. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades when it's half the price at Harry's? On average, an everyday shaver saves $150 each year on blades using Harry's. I mean, this just makes the most sense. You're saving money, and it's a good fucking... It's a German blade, so it must be good. Germans, they're great at blades, right? Who the fuck knows? Go to harrys.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off if you type in my coupon code BASEMENT with your first purchase. That's Harry's, HARRYS.com. Coupon code BASEMENT, $5 off. Start shaving better today. Okay, now that that's out of the fucking way here, let's get into it. All right, so I'm alone, so obviously this is going to be a therapy session for myself. Okay, here's the deal, right? And, you know, I don't really know if this even makes sense. So before I start, let me just say this could go nowhere. And this could mean nothing, or it could be the most obvious shit you've ever heard in your life. But if one line of it, you know, helps you or you relate to it, I'm going to say it anyway. I don't give a fuck. You can't tell me what to do. I can't hear you. And I'm alone. All right, so recently I forced myself to spend, like, a lot of time alone, just like distance myself from everyone. As some of you know, I moved into this beautiful 2-floor apartment with a roof. So technically it's like 3 floors, and I'm starting a new show, like I just told you. And, you know, there was just a lot of great things happening for me, and it just made my vision a little fuzzy. I don't know if this is true for anyone, but I feel like when you get very busy, you can lose sight of like what's important or lose sight of like what your purpose is. So that's where this whole spending time alone thing started. Because, I mean, back in the day, you know, when I lived in my mom's house, at least twice a week, and I recommend doing this to anyone, I mean, if it works for you. For me, this is what I did just to, like, kind of deal with everything. Like, and not just, like, work-related things, just, you know, anything. Like, I don't fucking know, man. Your just life, relationships, your friendships, like anything. It just helps. It's kind of like meditation, sort of. I would take a drive. I would just drive by myself, no music, no phone. I would just go, and I would drive, and I would just... I wouldn't purposely think about my shit. I just would naturally... Things would come up, and you'd kind of sort them out in your brain. Like, you're not looking at your phone, worrying about how many likes your picture got or how many views your video got or, you know, just... anything really. You're just thinking about yourself, which I think you need to do to sort things out. And, you know, since I've been moving into this apartment and, you know, doing this show and stuff, I haven't had time to stop and do that. So I just feel like a bag of shit. Like, I don't know. I just become like a robot, because it's weird. Like, I thought that moving into this place and, you know, having this show and be able to make cool stuff would, you know, it would just elevate my happiness or whatever, which it like, I'll get into why. I'm not saying it's oh, my voice is cracking. I'm all fucked up. I'm not saying it's not, because it is in a way. The only thing is, I just haven't had time to like organize my thoughts, and I just become like a robot. Like I'm an autopilot. Like I'm just going through the motions, and I hate it. Like I can feel it. Like whenever I start to feel like I'm not in the moment and I'm just doing certain things because, okay, this is my routine, I just jump out of it. I think it's really unhealthy to live that way, you know? And this is like a personal thing. It has nothing to do with the actual show or, you know, the apartment. This is all like self, I don't know the word, honestly. Like I'm doing this to myself. You know what I mean? So anyway, during this little reflection period I'm currently going through, I realized something that's kind of obvious, but I'm still going to try to explain it. Basically, all of my focus has been into this new apartment and this new show, that it's made me sort of feel like disconnected. Like I've been focused on these things so much that I've been talking to people less and talking and seeing my family less, and even when I'm out or I'm with people, I'm just thinking about basically myself and thinking, okay, what else do I need for my apartment? What else do I need for this show to work? How is it gonna look? You know, what are we doing next week for this thing, or what's my video gonna be about, or just all this stuff that's only about me. And I hate feeling that way. That I was like, you know what I mean? Like I'm really not the kind of person that's like, I want everything to be about me. I want to be the center of attention. Like I don't like that. And I was kind of forced to do it. I think this is normal because I am transitioning from, you know, moving out, being away from my family, and, you know, I need to buy a bunch of shit. I need to go food shopping. I need to, you know what I mean? There's just like a lot of things that you do. And I just never cared to ask why I feel a certain way. I just kept doing things. I kept going through the motions, which is what I'm talking about, where I become a robot. I'm on autopilot. I'm just, you know, whatever. Yeah, but I just want to tell you from personal experience that, you know, being on autopilot and being a robot is fucking terrible. And, you know, I was sitting on my couch today. Like, before I get into that, that's part of the reason why I left my old job. My old job, I worked for a company called Elite Daily, and my bosses were all under the age of 30. Coolest dudes ever, super successful, so helpful in my career. It saved me from, you know, I would have been broke as fuck. Like, they gave me a job that I was unqualified for. They just believed in me, and, you know, thankfully it worked out, whatever. And it was the coolest working environment, and it's the best 9-to-5 job that's probably ever existed that I'll ever be able to have in my, you know, whatever. And even then, I just, you know, I had this great job, and I was blessed to have it. I was lucky to have it. You know, I was unqualified for it. I was an editor and producer, and I had to learn on the fly. And then eventually, you know, I was just like, you know, I mean, I did good work there, and I had a really successful series that I was doing with them, and, you know, it was working out, whatever. But, you know, I should have never gotten that job. Like, I should have never gotten it, but whatever. Those dudes were awesome. The point is, I even had to leave that job because I started to feel like I am just content with this. And I feel like I am destined for more. I feel like I can build more. I want to create things. I don't want to just do this. I don't want to, you know, just come to work and do the same thing and sit at this desk and then go home and come back the next day. Like, I didn't feel like that was fulfilling to me. And I'm not saying it's not fulfilling to everyone, because of course, there are people who have great jobs and they are totally like fulfilled and satisfied with, you know, doing these things, like being a lawyer or, you know, an accountant or whatever, just whatever you want to be, or an editor producer, whatever, you know, that's totally fine. And I understand that. And it varies person to person. And for me, I just felt like, okay, I need to do more than this. I need to, you know, whatever. I feel like I have, all this potential that I'm letting to go to waste. So I just up and left. And I told him, I was like, I need to get out. Like, you know, I don't really have a plan. I saved up like $20,000 from that time. And I had $20,000, which isn't, I live in New York City, so it's not anything crazy to have. It is a good chunk of change, but it's not like you could move out and, it's not like you can quit your job, move out, and just be chilling, you know? Like, you'll run out of money very quickly, especially in this city. So I saved up that money and I just left. And, you know, people were like, do you know what you're doing? I was like, I fucking don't. But I just felt like I needed out. I just needed to find something else. You know, I wanted to be happier, and it had nothing to do with the job. It was just kind of like your own happiness. You have to like follow that, you know what I mean? So even if you're in a great place and you feel like you have every reason to be happy, and it just feels like, okay, this is not enough. This is not the right thing. You got to go, you know, you got to get out of that and just fucking figure it out. But I guess that's what just happened to me recently. And I think it's like normal, just because, like I said, it's normal because I've been transitioning and like, I'm just like busy and then, you know, it's my fault. And I, don't get me wrong, I am completely aware of how overpaid, overrated, and any other over words I am. And I'm extremely grateful and I love everything that I do. I just hate when I get disconnected and when I, you know, my attention is not in the right spot. But basically today I was sitting on my couch and I realized that all this time I've put in just working and making this and making that, and it all means nothing if I can't enjoy myself, because I'm sitting there and I'm like, this is, people would think I'm fucking crazy. Like, I'm sitting on this couch. The fucking ceilings in my living room right now are 14 feet tall. And I'm not saying that to be like, look at me. I'm saying that because I'm like, most people would walk in and go, how the fuck are you complaining when you live in this place, you know? And you have this show and you have all these people that support you and all this shit. And it's like, that's when I realized this all means nothing if you can't enjoy it, you know? Basically, what I'm trying to say is don't let your work consume you. When you let it consume you, at least in my experience, you become like a lesser version of yourself, which I think is one of the worst things in the world. I think all you have is yourself and you need to keep that, and you can't become like a different person. Like, you don't want to do that. You want to be consumed by anything. You always want to try and stay true to yourself as much as possible. You know, one of the best compliments I've ever gotten, this girl told me, I think she was in like my third grade class or my fifth grade class or something. And I saw her like 3 years ago and she was like, wow, you haven't changed a bit. And I, like, that was awesome, because, or I was with my friend Frankie too, who I've known since pre-K. And she was like, oh, you guys haven't changed a bit, which was, I loved it, you know, because so many things have happened. Years have gone by. So many things have happened. And, you know, I mean, I've met up with people I've knew when I was younger and they're completely different. And just, you know, I take pride in that. And, but yeah, I just think that you shouldn't let your work consume you. And I'm not saying don't work hard or like don't work at all. I'm not saying that, obviously. I'm just saying don't let it consume you and make you forget what's important or what's more important than, you know, money or just status or whatever. You know, your family, your friends, love, your own happiness. You got to enjoy the success you come into. If you don't, it's like shitty. Like, you ever see those movies with the businessman who doesn't talk to his wife, or like he misses his fucking kid's birthday because he has like a fucking meeting or some shit? Like, you don't want to be that, you know? Some people are forced to because of their line of work, but I'm saying, like, if you can avoid that, of course, avoid that. And let me clarify, I don't feel overwhelmed in any way. I love everything that I do. I'm extremely fortunate and grateful. I've just been doing a bad job of knowing like where to put my attention. You know what I mean? Basically, this whole spiel, I just hope people realize, and this sounds so obvious, so it might sound, people might go like, what the fuck are you saying, dude? Obviously, but I don't know. For me, it's like, it's easy to lose. It's like, if you forget this for a second, let this be the reminder that, like, your family and your friends are so important, you have no idea until you're just away from that. And I could say that, and I guess at least to me, I can tell you right now, if I had to move to a different state and be away from my family and friends, I would last 2 months before I broke down and had to move home. And I would gladly do that too. Gladly. Because to me, it's just money. And I know, as a person who's already in a position where I have some sort of success, that's easy to say, but I promise you, I've always been like that. I promise you, I've always been like that. I've always been like, dude, I need to be happy. I need to be comfortable. I don't care about the money, you know? I just want to survive. That's it. Because I don't have a family right now. You know, I don't have kids and shit, you know? Like, I don't have a family. I don't have to, like, pay so that this little kid doesn't die yet. When that comes, okay. But I'm saying, like, I just need to survive. I'm trying to, like, keep myself. You got to keep yourself happy, dude. You can't fall into these. I mean, dude, I swear to God, I've seen people get these great jobs and they think that, okay, this is it now. This is the thing that's going to make me happy. And then they stop spending time with their friends. They stop spending time with their family. They, you know, or they have a girlfriend and, you know, they, even if they like live with her, they come home and it's not really a conversation. It's, you know, I'm real tired from work. I'm just going to go to sleep. Then you go to sleep and you wake up and then you go back to work and then you work all day. This job that you love and that you studied all through college, you get this nice job, you get paid, whatever, you live in a nice place. You come home and that day, you know, you're tired again. Oh God, I was working overtime because you're a hard worker. And then you go to sleep again. It's like, eventually that takes a toll, you know, and you forget that, like, the reason why you even want this job or you wanted this job is because obviously you want to be successful, but you think that's going to make you happy and you think it's going to put you in a position where you're able to make other people happy. You're able to take care of a kid. You're able to take care of your wife or whatever, you know? I really don't even know if I'm making sense or if I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I mean, I'm 25 years old. I don't know shit about the world. I'm just venting here. I just had like an epiphany today on the couch where I was just kind of like, wow, it's really insane how important my friends and family are. It's really crazy. And, you know, I can't do anything without them. Like, God forbid anything happened. Like, I don't know what would happen to me. I would just crumble. I would. It would be crazy. But I just hope people know how important that is. And I hope you know how important your own happiness is. And I know, like I said, these things sound so obvious, but it's also very easy to forget about them. And forget, like, you know, you just forget, like, oh, this... You forget your own happiness. You feel like, I'm doing this because this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to go to college. I'm supposed to get this job. My dad's an accountant, so I should be an accountant because then he'd be happy with me. And, you know, whatever, I got to work these long hours or whatever. You gotta make sure that you're happy too, you know? Or at least find a good balance, because obviously you're not just, I'm not telling you to, oh, I love trees. I'm going to be a fucking hippie. I'm going to get a bus and drive across the country and live in the woods. I'm not saying that. At least find a healthy balance. Or, you know, in my case, where I've been working a lot lately, and I don't think I'm going to be working less. If anything, you know, I'm going to be working more. But realize, you know, where your attention is. When you're out with friends, be out. Stop thinking about all that. You know what I mean? Like, you have to enjoy your life. If you're constantly thinking about work, what does work, what it, that means nothing. That does nothing for your quality of life. It does because it pays you and allows you to do other things. But when you really think about it, what does it... It's not like... Oh, God, I can't even... Unless you're like fucking... You know, one of these Instagram models fucking tit oiler, then, you know, what is your job? Like, is your job really that fucking... Again, I don't know if I'm making sense here. But just don't forget to make yourself happy. And, you know, get to a position where you can help other people, because that's all I've ever wanted. And I feel like this is what I'm trying to say. Actually, I don't know if this is what I'm trying to say, but this is a different thought. From the beginning, and I know this is going to sound like bullshit, because it's because I just know how people are or whatever. And I know this is going to sound like bullshit, but I know it to be true. So you can go fuck yourself if you think I'm lying. But for the longest time, the only things I've ever wanted to do when I was growing up is I wanted to be successful with something. I also wanted to be successful enough that I could help anyone at any time, any of my friends and family. But I also wanted to, and, you know, the less fortunate also. That was a big one. I remember when I didn't have a job. It sounds like I was about to cry just now, but my voice is just cracking because I am a toddler, or I'm a prepubescent boy, or I'm a boy going through puberty. Wow, third time's a charm there, bud. I remember when I didn't have a job, I looked up soup kitchens and, you know, all this stuff, and I was trying to volunteer there. And honestly, what a piece of shit, because I just like looked it up and called some people, but I never actually went and did it. And I couldn't tell you why. Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I have done some charity stuff, I mean, since then, and I plan on doing a lot more. Once I have all this shit figured out, I just, that was one of the big things I wanted to do. I want to help, you know. I want to donate. I want to donate my time, my money. You know, I just, and also, you know, I started doing this because I like making people laugh. And if I can do this as a job, that's a bonus. I did this for free for 2 years. Like, I would be doing all this shit, even if I was, you know, a cashier or a bank teller or whatever. You know, I would still be doing this because this is what makes me happy. I love doing this stuff, you know? Yeah. But when I started doing all this, you know, the goal was to be successful and also be able to help and to be able to, yeah, just to help. I mean, that's it. But I haven't been doing any of that because I'm so busy. Why? Because I'm focusing on myself. And, you know, that's not, I don't think that's good. I don't think it's good to just only focus on yourself. Like, you need to make an impact in the world. I'm getting real fucking deep here. What are you going to leave behind? You know? I love helping people. I love that. It's a great feeling. And I'm sure everyone loves it. You ever donate to a GoFundMe? You feel like fucking... You feel on top of the world for the next week. I just helped a kid with bone cancer. It's great. You know? You feel like you were in the OR operating and shit. Like, it feels good. I think that's important. I think it helps you mentally as well to help other people. And getting that energy from people, like, you know, the they're thankful and you feel like you did something, you know, just to switch it up. Like, that's why I had to leave that job. I just felt like I was a mouse in a wheel, just going around on the same shit over and over and over and over again. I need to get the fuck out of there. And we've gone off on quite a tangent here, and I'm kind of just rambling. At the end of the day, I just... Don't lose sight of reasoning and like why you do things. Why are you doing this? Or why did you start doing this? You know? Don't let all this shit get in the way of why you started it or where you want to go as well. Don't lose sight of that. That's the most important thing. And don't stop being yourself either. And all that stuff can make you do that. Like I was saying before, I'm just reiterating at this point, when you get really busy, it's just like, you're, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to really, whatever. You go out with friends and you know, you're just sluggish. You're like, yeah, man, I've just been working a lot. I'm just like tired, whatever. It's like you become a lesser version of yourself. It's like you want to have fun. You want to go back to those days where it's like, oh, man, we remember all the fun. It's like you can still do that. you just have to focus. You also got to be healthy and shit. You know, obviously, if you're taking down burgers every day like me, that's not going to help either. So I got to be healthier. I got to go food shopping tomorrow. I just reminded myself I'm going to start using fucking coconut oil to make my eggs. What? God, I'm retiring the butter. Coconut oil. That's what it's come to, huh? Whatever. Yeah, I'm sorry about this podcast. I feel like I sound insane. Or just very obvious. Like, I want someone's going to be like, dude, obviously, you fucking idiot. I'm like, yeah, I know. I just had to say it out loud. I don't know. It was just weird. I just felt like other people looking in and seeing me sit on this couch with these high ceilings and, you know, this setup and the show and stuff, they'd be like, dude, how are you complaining right now? You know how many people have it worse than you? And they're right. They are right. But the reason why I've been in this like rut or whatever is because I'm just thinking about myself and not thinking about everything else or enjoying anything. I'm just kind of like trying to get things done without enjoying them, even when they are done. You know, I just move on to the next thing. Like, okay, what else we do? And I don't think that's healthy. I think you need to enjoy stuff. You need to make some memories, do things for the story. You know, I'm all about that. Maybe it's the weather too, because it's been shitty in New York City. So once the weather gets nicer and stuff, that'll help. But yeah, I just wanted to share and kind of get through that, because I think I'm in a better place now, even after saying it out loud. Today was the day, the deciding factor. This has been going on for like a couple weeks, but today's been the day that I think I made some progress with myself. I don't need a therapist. I just think shit, you know? I figure it out myself, and eventually it all makes sense, and then I'm back to being a piece of shit. Or whatever. Whatever you guys know me as. I don't know. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. How long is this podcast right now? 42 minutes. If you listen to this whole thing, wow, you need to figure it out. Go hug a dog or something. This is fucking 42 minutes. Jesus, we flew through this. I'm sorry. I apologize once again. guys, seriously, like I said, if you want to just, you don't want to pay for this full screen thing, whatever, dude. I don't blame you. I mean, I kind of do. It's $6 a month. Like, whatever. If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. But whatever. Yeah, if you type in the promo code basement, you get a free month. And then you have to start paying for it. If you just want to do the free month and you want to watch it like that, that's totally cool with me. Whatever. I just want you guys to see the product. So at least, at the very least, please go check it out. And just sign up and get your free month. At the very least. And if you enjoy it, then stay, hang out, you know, because I mean, I really plan on, this is the first time ever I've gotten like a budget and been able to do some cool stuff. So as the show goes on, you know, I want to kind of ramp everything up and try to make it really fucking cool. Cause I think that, you know, I mostly have my friends and my family on here, and I think they have a lot to offer as far as entertainment. I think they're all hilarious and they have great stories and I want to share them. And if you're able to watch that at the same time, I think it's great, you know? So definitely go check that out. At the very least, you know, like I said, get your free month. You get the podcast a week early. If you don't want to, dude, don't blame you. You know, at the end of the day, whatever. It's your shit. But yeah, that is all. And thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.